daf is Erevin daf lamed ches. Today we're going to discuss the sugya of kedusha achas, or shtei kedushas, when you have yontif and Shabbos that are next to each other. So the Mishnah is going to mention in machlokas, reblazon lechamim, if two separate Erevin in different locations can be made for Shabbos and yontif that fall out consecutively. So the Gemara clarifies, machlokas revolves around whether we view the 2 days as a single long kedusha or two independent days of kedusha. The Gemara brings rayas for each opinion and offers a psak from Rav on that issue. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the issue of hachana, preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos, or vice versa, and that leads to a final discussion of the daf when the person sets up an Erev, do you actually need to say anything? Because that may have significant implications in the world of hachana. Whether something is considered hachana or not may depend on what a person verbalizes about his actions when he's preparing something for the following day. So let's see, we left off at the Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph at the top. Reb Lazar Omer, Yom Tov Asamach L'Shabbos, Bein Mil Fanea, Bein Mila Achreha, when Yom Tov falls out consecutively with Shabbos, whether Yom Tov comes out on Friday or Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin, a person can set up two separate Eruvei Tchumin, one for each day. A person wants to go, let's say, to the east on Yom Tov, beyond the 2,000 Amos, and to the west of the city on Shabbos, beyond the 2,000 Amos, he could set up two independent Eruvin, each of which will allow him to go beyond the tchum of the city in different directions. Va'omer Eruvi Berishon leMizrach uBesheni leMarav, and he could say that the first of these 2 days of kedusha, I want my Eruv on the eastern side of the city to be chal. The second of these 2 days of kedusha, I want my Eruv on the western side of the city to be chal. If you look at Rashi, Va'omer Eruvi Shal Mizrach Yiknuli Ayom leTzoruch Machar veEruvi Shal Marav Yiknuli beBen Hashmashos. That he says, I want my Eruv on the eastern side to be Kona for me, Shvisa for tomorrow, and the Eruv on the western side to be Kona Shvisa for the following day. So why does this work? So says Rashi, Dukasavar, Abelazar, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Lav, Kichad, Yoma, Aricha, Ninu. Shabbos and Yom Tov are not like one long day. Elishtei Kedushos, they are two independent Kedushos. Ulkol Chad, Yoma, Islei Chad, Shvisa. And therefore each day gets its own makom shvisa, ubekol chadim mikni veshvisa leizitzad sheyirtze, and therefore you could be kona shvisa in a different direction for each day. Uben hashmashos tekam ledidei hu dekani velo liyom beis, and therefore the ben hashmashos of the first day, let's say yantav falls out on Friday, so the ben hashmashos on Thursday night is kona shvisa for Friday. For yantav that falls on Friday, it is not kona shvisa for Shabbos, and that's why you can have a separate erev in place for Shabbos. Now it's interesting that Rashi seems to be assuming that you're putting out both Erevin, and he really says it explicitly in the previous Rashi. Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Erevin, Rashi says in Ma'yitzarach Yom Rishon Leil Chan Yom Shein Leil Chan Yachal Ariv L'Mizruch L'Marav Erev Yom Tov Harishon, that you have to put out both Erevin on Thursday afternoon when it's a Friday Yontif, and you're trying to set up an Erev for both Friday and for Shabbos, that you're putting out both of them on Erev Yontif, and you say on both of them, this one should be Kona for Mishvisa tomorrow, and this one the following day. But why is that necessary? Why do you now need to put out the Erev for the following day? You could, l'chora, do that on Friday. You could put out the Erev for Shabbos on Friday. Why does that have to be taken care of so far in advance? So the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, a whole group of Rishonim all say that you're not able to put out the Shabbos Erev on Erev Shabbos, because then it looks like you're being Mechin Mi Yom Tov L'Shabbos. It looks like a violation of Hachana from Yom Tov L'Shabbos. And even though Tchilas Yom Kona Erev, so the Yom Tov is not Mechin L'Shabbos, even if you say that it's the first moment of the day that's really Kona the Erev, not the last moment of the previous day that's Kona the Erev, and therefore it's Shabbos Mechina L'Atzma, it's really Shabbos preparing for himself. But since you're placing the bread on Yom Tov, and on that day it's usher for you to go in the other direction beyond your current Makom Shvisa, 2,000 Amos beyond, more than 2,000 Amos beyond your current Makom Shvisa, and now putting that bread is going to be matir you to go in a place that you otherwise would not have been able to go. So it's at least nira kemechin miyom tov l'Shabbos. At least it looks bad. It looks like you're being mechin miyom tov l'Shabbos, even if it's not actually being mechin miyom tov l'Shabbos. The Tos Yantif says that you put both of the Erevin on Erev Yom Rishon, because Yom Tov Shchal Achar Shabbos, for the Yom Tov that falls after Shabbos, because over there you're not going to be able to put it on Shabbos. I mean, that's why Rashi sets it up in that way. You're putting it both out on the Erev Yom Rishon, because we're talking about two different cases. One case is where Yantav falls on Friday. If Yantav falls on Friday, in a chinam, for the Erev for Shabbos, you could put it out on Friday, because you're allowed to carry on Yantav. But what if Yantav falls on Sunday? So there's no other time to put the Erev for the second of the 2 days for Yantav other than Erev Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry. So to make it simpler and to make one example that fits both cases, so Rashi chooses to say that we're talking about that you put both Eruvin out on Erev of the first day. But really, in a chinami, it could have been that you put that if it was Yantav that fell on Friday, you could have put the Erev out for the second day on the first day itself. Okay, so that's Rabbi Elazar's Shita, and again, as Rashi explained, Rabbi Elazar's Shita is based on the fact, on the opinion rather, that the Yomtov and Shabbos fall back to back to each other are shtei kedushos, and therefore you could have two separate erevin. Barishon the marav ubishenin the mizrach. Person could say, I want the erevin the first day in the west side of the city, and the second day toward the east of the city. Eruve birishon ubishenin kibnei iri. Or a person could say, I only want to have an erev on one of these days. The other day, I want to be just like bnei iri. I want to have the regular tchum of the city. Or eruve bishenin ubishenin kibnei iri. I want my erev to be chal for the second of the 2 days, and the first day I want to be Kibnei Iri. All of this is Rabbi Elazar, that you can have two separate halachos, two separate tchum, and two separate makamos of shvisa for the two separate days, because the two separate days are completely independent of each other. The Chachamim omrim, o ma'ariv l'ruach achas, o eno ma'ariv kol liker. The Chachamim say, choose a direction. You either need to be ma'ariv in one direction for both days, or don't make an erev at all. O ma'ariv l'shnei yamim, o enu ma'ariv kol ikar. You either need to make the same erev for both days, or you can't make an erev at all. So ketzad yasa, what do you do? How do you make an erev that's going to work for both days according to the chamim? Malicha barishon, umachshechalav. Go out there, if let's say Yantav falls on Friday, go out there on Thursday night and stay with the Eruv the entire time, the entire Ben HaShemashos, v'noto avalo, then bring it back home with you, b'sheni, and then on Friday afternoon, machshechalav, go and stay with the Eruv, va'ochlo valo, and eat it there in the Makom Shvisa, because you're not going to be allowed to carry it back because it's going to be Shabbos, and if you want to be able to eat it, you got to eat it then, because you're going to want to go back home now, so you're not going to be with it the rest of the day, v'nimtza mistaka balichasa, mistaka beiruvo, and in that way, you'll have the ability to walk beyond the tchum, because now this Eruv will be chal for both days, and you're going to be able to benefit from your Eruv. Nechol barishon, but if the Eruv gets eaten on the first day, Eruv alarishon vein Eruv alasheni, you're not allowed to rely on the Eruv for the second day. Amr Rabbi Lazar, Moldim Atem Lishen Shnei Kedusha. So Rabbi Lazar says, wait a second, how can you speak out of both sides of your mouth at the same time? You're saying, you tighten that you can only have one Erev in one location for both days because, presumably, Kedusha Achas, Yom Tov and Shabbos is considered like one long day. So why do you need to keep going back and forth and making sure that the Erev is still there the second day? Once it was Kodesh Visa for this Kedusha, so it should be Chal for both days straight. And why is it that if it's eaten on the first day, it's the Erev is not valid for the second day? What do you mean? If it's Kedusha Achas, if it's Mamish Kedusha Achas, so then it should be valid through and through. It shouldn't stop being valid if it gets eaten on the first day. So I say, you yourself are molded to me that clearly it's that shtei kedushos, and that it's not kedusha achas. So the Gemara is going to explain that the real svara for the Rabbanan is that it's chamar gamal, that the Rabbanan are mesupik whether it's kedusha achas or shtei kedushos, and therefore they go luchumra in both directions. And Reb Lazar also holds that shtei kedushos b'toros vaday, but Reb Lazar holds it's shtei kedushos b'toros Vaday, not Shtekedush B'Torah Safek. And therefore, Blazer would also hold to this halacha that if it's Nechal Berishon, Eruva Lerishon, and not Lesheni, because it's Shtekedushos, you still need the Erev to be in existence for the second day. Because the second day he would then default to being like Bnei Iro. That would clearly be the case according to Reb Blazer as well. So the idea that the Rabbanan disagreed with Reb Blazer, the Gemara is going to just clarify that it's not. It's not that they say bevadai that it's kedusha achas. It's simply that they say that they're not sure that it might be kedusha achas. So says the Gemara, l'ruach achas mainihu. So when the Rabbanan were making their point, the Rabbanan wanted to say that you got to have one unified eruv for the whole time. So what does it mean the whole time? So they said it in two different ways. The Rabbanan said you could either be ma'ariv for one direction or don't be ma'ariv at all. And then they said another line: you could either be ma'ariv for both days or don't be ma'ariv at all. Well, one direction. What does one direction mean? It means l'shnei yamim. It means the same direction for both days, right? And then the next line when they said l'shnei yamim, you could either be ma'ariv for both days or don't be ma'ariv at all. Well, l'shnei yamim, my niyu. What does l'shnei yamim mean? It means l'ruach achas. It means that both days have to be in the same direction. So both when they say the line of l'ruach achas and when they say the line of l'shnei yamim, they mean l'ruach achas l'shnei yamim. Sahenu kamei. So why do they repeat themselves? Why do they say the same line twice? The Ritva explains the kasha of the Gemara that when the Chum say Omar of l'ruach achas, clearly it means l'shnei yamim because it can't be that it means l'yom echad. Because Reb Lazar holds the efshar la'ariv liyom echad l'shtei ruchos. Even Reb Lazar agrees that within a single day you're not allowed to make an eruv in two different sides, one for half a day and one for the other half of the day. So obviously, when they say l'ruach achas, it means l'shnei yamim. So then, why do they have to go weiter and say explicitly l'shnei yamim? So says Gemara, Hachi Kamri Le Rabbanan Reb Lazar. So the Rabbanan were saying to Reb Lazar, and pretty much the rest of Amar Aleph is going to be the Tainas back and forth, what each one said to prove their point to the other. So what the Rabbanan were saying to Reb Lazar was as follows: Iyata Moda She'in Marvin Liyom Echad Chetzil Tzasvav Nechetzil Darom. Aren't you Moda, Reb Lazar, that you're not allowed to make an Erev half for one day, half in the north, half in the south? Let's say the first half of the day you want to go more than 2,000 amos north of your city. Second half of the day you want to go more than 2,000 amos south of your city. You can't set up two Eruvei Tchumin, one to go beyond your Tchum in the north, the other to go beyond your Tchum in the south, different parts of the day. You're Moda to that, Rabbi Lazar, aren't you? Amar Lehen Aval. He said, absolutely, I'm Moda to that. Okay, so the Rabbanan said, K'shem Shein Ravin Liyom Echad Chetzil Dorm Chetzil Tzafon, Kachin Ravin L'Shnei Yomim Yom Echad L'Mizrach Yom Echad L'Marv. So the Rabbanan says to Rabbi Lazar, just like you can't split one day into two parts, so too when you have Yom Tov and Shabbos back to back to each other, you can't split one day from the other day. The two are not at all comparable. Rabbi Lazar will give the obvious response: Hasam Kedusha Achas, Hacha Beis Kedushos. How could you compare those two cases? When you're talking about splitting one day clearly has only a single Kedusha. But when you're dealing with 2 days, 2 days has two Kedushos, and therefore the two Kedushos can be split from each other. So one day with one Kedusha can be split. Shabbos and Yom Tov are Shnei Kedushos. Certainly it's Afshar to be Mechalik the Shnei Kedushos. And Rabbeinu Yehonasan, he just adds that Laila V'Yom is Kedusha Achas Bevadai, because it's the same Kedusha Mamish. Shabbos and Yom Tov are Shnei Kedushos. Meaning, what he's trying to add is, what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina that a single day you should be able to make that it's at all similar to two separate days, to Shabbos and Yom Tov? So we do find what distinguishes Shabbos and Yom Tov. Well, they have different halachos. If Shabbos Yom Tov Pesach falls out on Sunday, Erev Pesach is Chal and Shabbos, so you don't have a chiyuv achilas matzah on that Shabbos. Not only do you not have a chiyuv achilas matzah, you have a nisra achilas matzah, and you don't have any of the halachos of Pesach. Ochel nefesh is mutar on Sunday. Ochel nev melachos of ochel nefesh not mutar on Shabbos. They have totally separate halachos. Sometimes you find that nighttime and daytime also have separate halachos. For instance, on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, a person wants to be nota lulav at night. Well, you know, you'll see the mitzvah when you nota lulav at night. That's dafka, daytime halacha. So sometimes the nighttime and the daytime are divided from each other in halacha as well. So one may have thought that that's a function of a different character, of a different kedusha sayom at night than you have by day. So Reb Lazar has to say, no, that's not. It's not a function of a different kedusha sayom. It's one kedusha sayom. You say kiddush once for that day because it's one kedusha. You say one shechianu for the entire day because it's one kedusha sayom. There are different mitzvahs that are chal at different points during the day, but that's not fundamental to what the day is. When you have Yom Tov and Shabbos, those are two different kedushos hayom. They each require their own kiddush. That's the difference. The distinction in halacha is not necessarily a distinction in kedusha per se. Okay. The Gemara we're going to have later on, and Daf Nun and Beis is going to talk about this idea of trying to split an Eruv half a day in one direction, half a day in the other direction. The Gemara is going to say, if a person makes a mistake and he makes shnei eruvin, half a day to the north, half a day to the south, halach is lo yazuz mi makomo, that he's got to stay where he is. He's not allowed to move. He has to assume the chumras of both of his eruvin, because we don't know which eruv was really kona shvisa for him. One of them, we don't say, I would have said neither. If he tried to set up an eruv for a half a day, both eruvin are invalid, and therefore he should be kibbutz eiro. Gemara says, no, one of them is valid. We just don't know which one. And therefore, he has to be machmir, and he's not allowed to move. He has to stay exactly where he is. He has to be machmir in the direction of both eruvin. So Rabbi Kivega raises the suffix, if he makes an eruv chetzil tzafon, v'chetzil to be bebeso, kibbutz eiro. So do we say the same thing, that just like when it's chetzil tzafon, v'chetzil darom, where we say that misafek, he's not even allowed to be kibbutz eiro, because it's one way or the other? Or do we say in this case, since he has cheskas beso, meaning over there, you know one of them is his eruv, you don't know which one, you know he's definitely not kibbutz eiro, because he made two separate eruvin, one in the north, one in the south. He had no option of being kibbutz eiro. He left no time in the day that he wanted to be kibbutz eiro. So that's what we're going to say, lo yazuz mimkomo. Says Rabbi Kiveger, that was an even fight, though. The fight between the eruv in the north and the eruv in the south, no one is stronger than the other. What if he makes an eruv in the north for half the day and wants to be kibbutz eiro for the other half of the day? Maybe then it's not an even fight. Maybe then he stacks the deck in favor of being kibbutz eiro, because that's his chazaka. He's muchsa kibbutz eiro. And therefore, maybe we should say that in that case, he actually takes on the tchum of bnei eiro, and not that he has to be machmir in both directions. So Rabbi Kiveger says that he thinks this is totally in machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba. When we say Savit Rabban Lekula, do we say Savit Rabban Lekula even b'makom cheskas iser? According to the Rambam, Savit Rabban Lekula is even against the cheskas iser. So you have to be mekel kishneat stadim, that it could be that he's kona shvisa speso, and it could be that his kona is eruv in the direction where he set up the eruv, and therefore you have to be machmir misafek like both of them. Why? Because whenever you have a din of Savit Rabban Lekula, we keep it coming back to this, whenever you have a din of Savit Rabban Lekula that's going to lead you in both directions to be mekel in two directions that are a contradiction, we have to be machmir in both directions. So they would be exactly the same thing as saying chatzi yom lemizrach, chatzi yom lemarav. But according to the Rashba, Savit Rabban b'makom cheskas iser, we go l'chumra, so we could say that then he has the status of bnei iro, because you have a cheskas iser of the tchum beso, so that we would say suffik l'chumra, and mela you can't be mekel to go l'tzad eruvo wherever he sets up the eruv, because it's against the chazaka. Oh, so then he's kona shvisa kibnei iro. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger suggests, that it all goes back to machlokas rishonim, whether we would say the same din of chatzi when it's chatzi yom where he wants to set up an eruv and chatzi yom where he wants to just be kibnei iro. So good. So that was the first argument that Chacham presented to Rabbi Lazar to prove their point that it's really kedusha achas. So Amar Len Rabbi Lazar. So now Rabbi Lazar presents his argument. Iyate modim shemiriv brago b'liom Rishon Mari Brag L'Biyom Sheni Chachamim, aren't you moda that if a guy makes the Eruv by going there on late on Ben HaShemashos Thursday, that he's got to go back again Ben HaShemashos Friday in order to be Kona in Eruv for Shabbos, in order to be Kona that is his Makom Shvisa for Shabbos? And aren't you moda also Nechal Eruvo B'Yom Rishon Ein Yotzei Alav B'Yom Sheni, that if the Eruv gets eaten up on Friday, that you cannot rely on that Eruv for Shabbos, even though it was already Kona Shvisa for you for Friday, which was Yom Tov? So Amr Lo Aval, the Chum said, yes, absolutely, we are moda to that, 100%. Tos points out, not really 100%. The Chum say that it's a suffix. They're not sure if it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. So Tos points out, Lo Legamri Moda Lo Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Lazar Avi Kibbutz Eiro, Lo Rabbanim Kivim Dimasafka Lo Avi Kachamer Gamal. Meaning Rabbi Lazar would say that if the Erev gets eaten on the first day, so that's it. So you don't have any Erev for Shabbos, and therefore you're Kibbutz Eiro for Shabbos. You have the regular Tchum of the everybody else in your city for Shabbos. The Rabbanim wouldn't quite say that. The Rabbanim aren't sure. The Rabbanim think the Erev might have been Chal for Shabbos. And therefore the Rabbanan are going to say you have to be machmir in both directions, both the Erev of your city and the Erev of where you set it up. But either way, the Rabbanan at least are moda that there's a problem if Ne'achal Eruvo B'Yom Rishon. So apparently we don't just say Kedusha Achas. So halai, base kedusha saying. So says Rabbi Lazar, aha! You see, it's base kedushas. Halai means aha over here. Normally it means, Rashi points out, it's different than it means in the rest of Shas. Halai, Rabbi Lazar, kamahadu lavakamar, vada, yafluv nivrechem, base kedusha saying. Ah, you see, Velogar sinan la'ay afduye mufni. De'eno darush lo pasuk velog zer shav de b'kul yashas in targum shalai. La'ay always means, is always in, said in context of darshening a gzer shava. So we say, yeah, the gzer shava is mufna. The pasuk using for the gzer shava is open to be used for this gzer shava, and therefore makes it a strong gzer shava. But that's not what it is over here, because there is no gzer shava over here. So it's just, aha. So Rebbe says, see, I've just proven my point. You've proven my point. That is based Kedusha saying. So the Rabbanan respond, no. Rabbanan sfuki misafkaluhu. V'hachul chumra, v'hachul chumra. The Rabbanan don't think it's based Kedushos. They simply have a safek. And therefore, they go l'chumra in both directions. So again, Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's very into this topic, raises the question that on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person in the Shulchan Aruch paskins or chayim sim tafta zayin siv beis, person makes an erev bein hashmashos, his erev is chal. Why? Safik drabanan l'kula. An erev is din drabanan. Bein hashmashos is a safik. So even though he only set up his erev after bein hashmashos began already, the erev is definitely called a shvisrim at some point during bein hashmashos when the yom changes, either the very last moment of the previous day or the very first moment of the next day. But let's say Ben HaShemashos, for argument's sake, is 15 minutes long. A guy sets up his erev 10 minutes into Ben HaShemashos. So why should that be okay? Maybe the turning point, maybe where the day turned, was in the first 10 minutes of Ben HaShemashos and he already missed the boat. So why is it okay? Safik Drabban Lekula, because we don't know when the turning point is. All Ben HaShemashos is a period of Safik. So ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, so if that's the case, why the Rabban Machmir over here to be Choshesh for both sides? Why don't they say that Ma'arvim L'Shnei Yamim, B'Shnei Yamim L'Shnei Ruchos? And so to, meaning, be makel that it would be that the erev could be chal the mizrach one day, lemarav the next day, letzafon one day, ledarim for the next day. It's a safek. They're not sure whether it's kedusha achos or shtei kedushos. And also, if the erev gets eaten on the first day, why can't the guy be at least kibbenei iro on the second day? Let him on the second day have assume safek lekula that it was that it's really whichever way, so and that's what he asks also in the Gemara later on when the Gemara says if you do chatzi yom lemizrach chatzi yom lemarav, so we take upon both chumras and go only the place that he's only allowed to walk into an area that's common to both eruvin. Why don't we say safek drabanan lekula and give him the kulas of both of them? So again, he gives the answer that whenever the Tana himself is mistapik in the din, we go lechumra even on a safek drabanan because that's considered a chisaron yediya. So since over here the rabbanan themselves are mistapik, it's kedusha achas or shnei kedushos, we have to be machmir. But he says he's still not sure though about the erev of chatzi yom lekan v'chatzi yom lekan, because over there the suffix is not a suffix in din, it's a suffix in which erev was actually kona shvisa for him. But on there you have a simpler teretz, because you can't be makel in both directions, because being makel in both directions is a stira. So that's why that would solve that problem anyway. You'd have that solution built in that case. Okay, so that was the Rabbi Elazar's challenge to the Rabbanan and how the Rabbanan responded to that challenge. So Amru lo the Rabbi Elazar. So now the Rabbanan challenge Rabbi Elazar, and they say as follows: Yata moda shein marvim b'tchilu miyantov l'Shabbos. Aren't you moda that you're not supposed to set up the erev on Yantov for Shabbos if Yantov falls on Friday? You're not supposed to set up the Shabbos erev on Yantov. Why are you not allowed to do that? So Amar la Naval, Rabbi Elazar says, yeah, I agree to that. So halai kedusha chasi. Must be you're not allowed to do that because you assume that it's one kedusha and the kedusha siyom is already half over when it's Yantav, and that's why you're not allowed to set it up for Shabbos because the same kedusha siyom is Shabbos. You need to set up the erev before the kedusha siyom is chal. So don't you see, even you, Rabbi Elazar, are modetas that in some level it's really kedusha achas. Rabbi Elazar would respond, hasam yishem achana. No, that has nothing to do with kedusha achas. That has to do with achana. That you're not allowed to do achanas on Yantav for Shabbos. That's why you're not allowed to set up the erev. Nothing to do with kedusha achas. Says Tosfos, Mishum Achana, the second, the last Tosfos on the page, Mishum Achana, Isra Achana Da'al Raisahi, Kidi Alfinu Lekaman B'Shmaitin. So it says Tosfos, you see from here, and when we see later on, Hachana on Yom Tov for Shabbos is Nisra Da'al Raisa. To prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos is Nisra Da'al Raisa. Aye, how come we do it all the time? We always bake and cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Oh, we have an Erev Tavshilin. Who made up Erev Tavshilin? The Rabbanim made a pair of tefshilim, but if it's nisun d'oraisa, how did the Rabbanim have the right to make up a mechanism that's going to allow us to violate a nisun d'oraisa? It's actually a machlokas in the Gemara Pesachim Mem Vav. For some reason, Tosfos only quotes one day. Mefarish Rabba beperek elu overin mishum halu meklay le'archin. Because you always have the possibility that guests might show up on Yantiv. So when you're cooking up a storm on Yantiv on Friday for Shabbos, it's not really for Shabbos. It's for Yantiv because you never know. A whole army of people might show up on late Yantiv afternoon. Then you're going to need all this food for Yantiv. So Elamai, if an army doesn't show up, then I'll use it for Shabbos. So it's not really a chana. Nafkamina would be, what if it's not going to be edible? It's until Shabbos starts, till the very last moment of Yom Tov. So I'm putting it in the oven now. Let's say I do it in such a way where I'm allowed to have shihia. I'm allowed to keep something cooking. I put up a kedera chaisa on Yom Tov. Kedera chaisa is a pot that takes a very long time to cook, a very slow cooking thing where there's no isra of shihia of leaving it cooking into Shabbos, because we assume that even if you try to adjust the temperature, it's not going to help anything for Friday night, and no matter what you do, if you try to adjust it or don't try to adjust it, it will for sure be okay for Shabbos day. So I put up a kedera chaisa on Yantif afternoon. So would that be okay? So if you hold the whole svara, the whole reason why it's mutter for me to prepare a Yantif for Shabbos is because you never know, guests might come Yantif afternoon and then I'll need this pot for them. Well, it's not going to help you over here. This is going to be raw on Yantif afternoon. But if you hold that stam, it's mutter midoraisa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and the Erev is just or you view the, even if you hold Zasidara, but you view that the well, you hold mutter midoraisa and the Erev serves, the Erev Tavshilin serves as the beginning of your Achanos that helps to be matir everything else, so then it would be mutter. But we're assuming like the Shita of Rab over here, that Achanos is Aser midoraisa and the Rabbanan weren't matir any Surim Doraisa with the Ruvi Tavshilin. All they did with Erev Tavshilin is to remind you that there is an Issur D'oraisa, and whenever you're cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you shouldn't think that it's really for Shabbos, it's really for Yom Tov, just in case a lot of guests come up. Later on, it tells us, wait a second, Mim Tomer, Akati Mukhu Perakam de Beitza, Dissel Rablazra, Achana Gabe Beitza, Shinoldo Beshabbos, the Kam Rablazra, Dayin Himachlux, Beshamiram Teachel, Yom Tov, Vislam Loteachel. Rablazra himself says that if you have a Beitza Shinoldo Beshabbos, an egg that's laid on Shabbos, that Beshamay holds you're allowed to eat it on Yontif. Basil says you're not allowed to eat it on Yontif. Why? Hachana. So if Rabbi Lezer himself is Moda, that there's a problem of having that Basil says you're not allowed to eat the egg on Yontif for Shabbos. So Yesh Lomu de Rabbi Lezer Sarka Beishame de Shamutehu says no. Rabbi Lezer, we have to remember, when he quotes Machlokes Beisham Beisilal, he wants it to fall out like Beishamai. He is a Shamute, so he really follows the opinion of Beishamai that it's Teachel B'Yom Tov, that you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. Okay, but bottom line is Rabbi Lezer's Svara is Mishum Hachana, not because of Shtei Kedushos. So Tan Rabbanan, not because of Kedusha Achas, rather. Tan Rabbanan, Irev Baraglov B'Yom Rishon, Ma'ariv Baraglov B'Yom Sheni. If a person sets up an Erev by going to the Makom Shvisa on the first of the two consecutive days of Kedusha, so we can do it again for the second day. Nechal Erev B'Yom, he has to do it again for the second day, meaning if he wants his Erev to be Chal for the second day, he's got to go back out there. Nechal Erev B'Yom Rishon, Ein Yotze Alav B'Yom Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. If he his Erev gets eaten on the first day, he cannot go again out for the, he cannot rely on that Erev for the second day. He cannot go out to that direction relying on the fact that that Erev was Kodesh Shvisa from the second day. That's Rebbe Shita. Again, in our Mishnah, everyone agreed to that. Reb Lazar, because he was certain that we have Shtei Kedushos, and the Chum, because they were Mesupuk, that we might have Shtei Kedushos. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Hareza Chamer Gamal. Rebbe Yehuda says, we have to be Machmir, that you can't assume the Erev of the Bnei Iro, you have to be Machmir in both directions, which is the Shita of the Rabbanan that we had in our Mishnah, they have to be Machmir in both directions. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Erev Baraglav Berishon, Ein Ma'ariv Baraglav B'Sheni. Completely like Rabbi Lazar, that if you're Ma'ariv Baraglav Berishon, you don't need to, not completely like Rabbi Lazar, completely like the other side, that it's Kedusha Achas, that once you're Ma'ariv Baraglav Berishon, it's not necessary to be Ma'ariv Baraglav B'Sheni. You don't need to make an Erev, because it's Vaday Kedusha Achas, it's Yom Ha'arichta, it's one long day, one long Kedusha. So now we have a third Shita, right? We have Rabbi Lazar's Shita, in our Mishnah that it's Vaday Shtei Kedushos. We have the Chacham Shita who aren't sure, and now we have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Menosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baroka that say it's Vaday Kedusha Achas. Nechal Eruva B'Yom Rishon, Yotzei Lav B'Sheni, and therefore if the Erev gets eaten up on the first day, don't worry, you could still rely on it, because Ben HaShvashos of the first day it was there, so it was Konash Visa for both days consecutively. Amar Rav, Halacha Kedal Zekeinim Halalu, we paskin like Dalit Zakenim Halalu, and within the sheet of Rab Lazar that it's Beis Kedushos. Who are the Dalit Zakenim? Veilu ain't Dalit Zakenim, Rabbi Shimon Liel, Rabbi Shimon Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, Rab Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Satim Ta'a. Satim Ta'a. So, meaning that they all assume like the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. Satim Ta'a means that anytime Rabbi mentions someone as a stam, that's Satim Ta'a. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah is quoted as a stam. Rashi points out Satim Ta'a, Kari Kol Misha Ra'a Rebbe Dvarav B'Mekomos Harbe V'Shanan B'Mishnah B'Stam. Rebbe quotes his Shita in many different places and he mentions it as a stam. So Rav says we pass like four great Tanaim who all hold like Rabbi Lazar that the 2 days are considered separate days of holiness. So says Mar V'Ika Da'amri Chad Minai Rabbi Lazar Umapik Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Satim Ta'a. And others say that one of them is Rabbi Lazar, and we take out from the list Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Satim Ta'a. Rabbi Lazar is Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, not Rabbi Eliezer. So says Gemara, wait a second, what did you just say? You just said we pass like the four great Gedolim who all hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and you added on that list from Shum Gamliel, Rabbi Shul Barosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, who hold the exact opposite way. Rabbi Lazar is the one that held that it was Shtei Kedushos. Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they held Kedusha Achaz. They held that if Nechal B'Yom Rishon, still rely on that Erev B'Yom Sheni. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, Ibcha Shamin Alahu. They hold the exact opposite. What are you talking about? So says the Gemara, so Epoch, you got a Enochinami, switch around the opinions. Switch them around to be the ones that hold like Rabbi Lazar. Ihachi Hainu Rebbe. But wait, if their opinion is going to be switched, then they're saying the same thing that Rebbe said. Remember, that Brisa quoted several opinions. So then they're conforming 100% to what Rebbe said. Ema v'cheinam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So you're right. It is saying the same thing as Rebbe said at the beginning of the Brisa. It should say v'cheinam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon Yochanan Baroka. And then the halacha that they say should not be the halacha that we have recorded over here in the second line on the Amud. The halacha that they say should be the halacha that it's really Shtei Kedushos. V'lachshav Nami Rebbe. So once we put the list together, why isn't Rebbe on the list? Because again, Rebbe said Divrei Rebbe right at the beginning of this Brisa on the bottom of Amud Aleph. We said if it's Nechal Erev B'Yom Rishon, can't rely on that Erev B'Yom Sheni. Obviously, Rebbe holds Shtei Kedushos. So why isn't Rebbe on the list? So says Gemara, Rebbe Tanu Lavala Savala. Rebbe recorded this opinion, but he didn't necessarily agree with this opinion. So says Gemara, Rabban Nami Tanu Lavala Savala. And how do you know that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, they recorded this opinion? Who told you that they hold of this opinion? Maybe they also don't agree with this opinion. You have no indication of what they actually hold. So Rav, once you're willing to say that about Rebbe, so you can say that about anybody. So Rav Gemara Gamirla. Rav had such a tradition that from his Rebbeim, that these four Zakenim held like Rabbi Eliezer, that really it's Shtei Kedushos, but Rebbe he knew was Tani Lavala Savala. Rebbe, he had a tradition that didn't really hold it. Rebbe was just recording the opinion, period. When Rav Huna died, Rav Chista came and started asking stiras in the Shita of Rav. Does Rav really hold that we hold Shtei Kedushos, like the Dalet Zakenim, that the Yontif and Shabbos that go back to back with each other have two separate Kedushos, V'alivid Rav Lazar, Damar Shtei Kedushos, saying, V'ayitmar Shabbos V'yom Tov, Rav Amar Nolda B'zeh Asura B'zeh, but when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov that are back to back to each other, Rav holds if a Beitza is no let on one day, if it's late on one day, it's Asur for the next day. That assumes Kedush Achas. It's only considered no let, it's only considered Muksa, something that came into existence that day, if it's still the same day. But if it's a different day, if it's a separate Kedusha, it should be Mutter by that second day. Why is it Asur? So Amar Rabba, Umar is going to give two answers. Amar Rabba, Hasu mishum hachana. Rabbi says, no, that's a din of hachana. Titanya vayi b'yom hashishi v'hechino chol meichel l'shabbos v'chol meichel l'yomtov. Weekdays can prepare for Shabbos, weekdays can prepare for yomtov. But v'ein yomtov meichel l'shabbos. Yomtov cannot be hachana for Shabbos, v'ein Shabbos mechino l'yomtov. Shabbos cannot prepare for yomtov. So since the Erev Shabbos happens to be yomtov when the beitzah is nolad, that's why it's aser, because it's something that's being muchan on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to have hachana, even if it's not an act, it's happening by itself. You're not allowed to have hachana happen from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and that's the problem. It's all an issue of hachana. It's not an issue of kedusha achas or shtei kedushas. Just on this pasuk of Vayu B'yom HaShishi, so Tos says, what's the B'yom HaShishi that we're talking about? So Pashup Shad in the pasuk is that on Friday, it's talking about the month. It says Vayu B'yom HaShishi B'chinos Shreyaviyu Vayu Mishnah Al Asher Yilkatu Yom Yom. You get double the portion that you get every other day. It's a double portion of man that a person gets on Friday for Shabbos. So what about Erev Yontif? An Erev Yontif, would they get a double portion of man or would they not? It says B'yom HaShishi. Sounds like it was Dafka a Friday thing, that it wasn't an Erev Yontif thing. So Tosfos points out you have Midrashim Chalukim, whether Erev Yontif they got a second portion of man also, or the man fell in Yontif. L'may Nafkamina, whether they got a second portion of man in Erev Yontif or not. So Nafkamina is, what do we do? Anything that we do Zecher L'man, would you do on Yontif? Lacha Mishnah. Do you need Lecha Mishnah on Yantiv? Definitely need Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. It's all Tali on the Midrashim Chalukim whether you need Lecha Mishnah on Yantiv. Covering the bread, when we put a challah cover over the challah, when we make Kiddush. So there are several shittos as to why we do that. The Torah quotes three different shittos as to why we do that. One reason the Torah says that everyone learns as an elementary school kid is Shalo Yireh Pas Boshto, that we shouldn't embarrass the bread. Okay, whatever that means, we shouldn't embarrass the bread. Probably didn't Hilchos Brachos. Whatever it is, we shouldn't embarrass the bread. But there are other shittos. That's not the primary shita that's given as to why it is that we cover. Others say that it's a zecher l'man. The man came down with a layer of dew underneath and on top to protect it. And therefore, as a zecher to the man, we put something underneath. We put a challah board underneath and a challah cover over it. Do you need a challah cover on Yantif? If you hold like that second day, and you hold that the man, there wasn't a double portion of man that fell in Erev Yantif, there would be no reason for a zecher l'man on Yantif, and therefore you wouldn't need a challah cover over. Another nafkamina between those deos that are quoted why we have the challah cover would be whether you need a challah board. Can you put the challah straight on the table? Do you need something underneath also? If it's a zecher l'man, you need something underneath. If it's just shalei yireh pas boshto, you just cover it up, you wouldn't need anything underneath. And there's a third day also, we don't have time for it right now. So Amar Leh Abaye. So Abaye says, El hadat tan ketzer also melichu b'rishon ha-machshel chlo v'notlo v'lo v'sheni machshel ha-vachlo v'lo ha-kam eichem yom tov l'shabbos. Wait a second, asks Abaye, what's going on in our Mishnah? When you want to set up the Erev for both Yom Tov and for Shabbos, so what do we suggest you do? Bring it out there Thursday night, stay with it, bring the food home with you after it gets dark, bring it out again on Friday, stay with it, and then eat it after Shabbos starts. How could you bring it out again on Friday? Isn't that a chana from Yom Tov to Shabbos that you're setting it up for the Erev to be chal from Yom Tov to Shabbos? If it's a weekday, so weekdays could be for Shabbos, but Yom Tov, Amalei Rabba, mi savrit sofa yom kone erev, tchilas yom kone erev, v'shabbos mechina latzma. No, the hachana is happening the very first moment of the day is when the erev is chal. So the hachana is really happening at the first moment of Shabbos, and therefore it's no problem. El me'ata yarvu blagin. Well, if that's the case, then what? Remember the case we had of the pitchers that were tvul yom pitchers that were tame today but are going to be tara tomorrow, and you have meiser rishon in there that you want to be mafresh the trumas meiser on them, that it should be chal right at the beginning of the day. So you should be able to make such an erev with that food, because since it's at the tchilas hayom, by the tchilas hayom, the trumas meiser is already taken, so the food is mutter, the meiser is mutter, and it's tar, everything's tar. So be in the suda ruim bod yom balaka. Now that's a different din. You need suda ruim bod yom. So elahaditan rablazar omer yom tov asamach l'shabbos bein milfana bein mal chareha ma'ari vadim shnei ruvin habin suda haruim bod yom balaka. But wait a second, rablazar says if you have yom tov and shabbos that one right after the other, you could set two separate ruvin because it's shnei kedu. Shows one in one direction, one in the other. But if you set up an Erev of 2,000 amos to the north and 2,000 amos to the south for the other day, so let's say you set up the Erev to the north for Friday and to the south for Shabbos, you need Sudarim Bod Yom, so your Erev in the 2,000 amos to the south is not accessible to you on Friday. So it's not Suderim Bod Yom. Don't you have a problem? So Misav the Manachle Besof Al Payim Amel Lekan Besof Al Payim Amel Lekan. Lo the Manachle Besof Elef Amel Lekan Besof Elef Amel Lekan. You're not putting it 2,000 amos in both directions. You're putting it 1,000 amos in both directions. Meaning Ein Hachinami. Wait, even according to Rabbi Elazar, when you set up two areas on two different sides of the city, they at least need to be within the same tchum of each other. Meaning you need to be able to have access. They need to be within 2,000 amos of each other. El Hadam Rav Yehuda Ire Baraglav Yom Rishon Marv Baraglav Yom Sheni Yom Sheni Ire Paspi Yom Rishon. That if you made an Erev Baraglav or Bepas on the first day, you need to do it again for the second day. But wait a second, how can you go there? Forget about the fact that the Erev is Chal. So we said, okay, no, the Erev is really Chal at the beginning of the day, so it's not a Chana. But you're going there to set up the Erev. Isn't you're going to set up the Erev a Hachana? You're going out there before Shabbos begins to set up the Erev on a day that's Yontif. So isn't that called being Mechon from Yontif to Shabbos? Amalei Misavar Dazel Varmi Midi. You're not going and saying anything. You're walking quietly. This is like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri holds that a sleeping person can be Kona Shvisa, meaning that in order to be Kona Shvisa, you don't need to say anything. You could even be asleep. So you see that that you don't need to say anything to be Kona Neriv, and that's why it's not Achana. So big Chiddush Din in Achana, that no matter what you're doing, and no matter what your Kavanas are, that it's for the sake of the next day, but if it's something that would be a normal behavior for Shabbos, just carrying food within your Tchum, and you're not saying it's for the next day, it's okay. So that assumes like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Says Mar Afilu Tim Rabbanu, not Kol Pigur Rabbanu Leid Rabbi Yochanan Menuri El Biyashan Dlo Matzi Amar Avomer Di Bayin Lemeimer Matzi Amar Afal Gav Dlo Amar Kamanda Amar Dami. Even the Rabbanu would agree that you don't need to actually say anything. The Rabbanu just told the sleeping person, since he's unable to say anything, can't have an Erev set up for him, but it can't be Kona Shvisa. But someone who's able to say something, that for sure would work. So well, even the Rabbanu would agree that nothing needs to actually be said. Okay, pick up from the Rabbi tomorrow.